From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
The record-setting Warcraft deal for streaming video in China. The details coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. The online video network PPTV has paid $24 million for post-theater rights to show Warcraft. This was a huge, big-budget summer movie that flopped in the United States. However, it became a huge hit in China, which cemented the streaming rights deal, and possibly more to come. Here to break down the details is Wall Street Journal reporter Eric Schwartzel. Hi, Eric.
Hi, how's it going?
Great, thanks. So does this streaming rights deal in China have big potential for some real revenue here?
It absolutely does. Hollywood studios have made a lot of money in China, but so far the money has only come from theatrical ticket sales, people who go to the movies and buy a ticket at the box office. Now, in the U.S. and in other markets, they can make a lot of money after a movie leaves theaters by selling it on DVD or licensing it to HBO or NBC. They can sell the same movie multiple times over the course of several decades. But in China, the only real mature market is in the theatrical business. There isn't a Netflix. There aren't any broadcast stations that license movies like they do here. Now, what the Warcraft deal shows us is that there are some companies that are developing those sort of post-theatrical avenues and paying real money for them. I mean, the $24 million that PPTV paid to show Warcraft after it leaves theaters next month is a record in that country, and also on the upper limits of what studios will receive here in the U.S. as well.
Let's talk about China's theatrical market a little bit more. Is there any other reason why it would be particularly appealing to U.S. studios?
It is slowing down a little bit, but it's growing at such a fast clip that it's become impossible to ignore.
Mm-hmm.
Analysts expect the Chinese box office to surpass the U.S. sometime in the next couple years. There are already several high-profile examples of movies that have made more in China than they did in the U.S., movies like Furious 7, Warcraft itself, the latest Transformers movie. They all performed better in China than they did in the U.S., so you can see how this plays out. Studios are going to start prioritizing the taste of Chinese consumers more and more until some people think that the big blockbusters that we see in theaters now will start to look more like convergent productions built for both countries.
And just to get some perspective, how does this deal compare to the deals that major studios have with cable companies like HBO, let's say?
Well, the HBO deals are typically calculated using a formula that factors in how much the movie made at the box office. So they'll take a look at what the box office total was and then say, okay, we're going to pay usually about 20% of the 12% of the box office receipts. And that has a cap of about $200 million. So the most that a studio can expect to get on a big title is about $24 million from a licensor like a cable channel like HBO. What's different though about the Chinese deal is that this deal was signed before Warcraft even came out in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
So they knew it was going to be a big hit in China because the video game that it is based on is massively popular there. But it also is a sign that these digital outlets like PPTV in China are really hungry for content and willing to shell out a lot of money, even if it's not a guaranteed hit.
Gotcha. And so ultimately, as China's film industry develops, is the fight for Chinese moviegoers expected to grow as well?
Absolutely, because China is developing its own homegrown film industry. Chinese movies have been made for decades, but they're really coming to their own and starting to look more and more like full-fledged feature productions. And that is creating quite a bit of competition, especially because a lot of the new theater development in China is in what they call third and fourth tier cities. And those are cities that are way outside Beijing and Shanghai. The more rural provinces are getting sometimes their first multiplex in history. And a lot of those audiences are less cosmopolitan, a lot fewer expats than in Beijing and Shanghai. And they want to see their celebrities, their storylines, their culture reflected on the screen. They don't necessarily want to go to the latest Hollywood import. So there's been increased competition within the same multiplex for Chinese audiences. Those eyeballs that used to flock to Captain America now might want to go see the Chinese version of that.
Yeah. Very interesting. Eric Schwartzel, thank you so much for joining the podcast.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Once again, that was Eric Schwartzel. He covers all things movie-related for The Wall Street Journal. That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Love this show? Check out others by visiting wsj.com/podcasts. See our full selection under programs.